Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. The purpose of God's wisdom in our calling shames the world and celebrates Christ. The simplicity of the gospel and the lifestyle of the Christian should be incomprehensible to the world. It's outright foolishness, and the Lord planned it this way. It's the world's nobodies that is the Lord's somebodies. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30 says it this way. He is the source of your life in Christ, whom God made our wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. Your life and my life, they should be so subversive, so countercultural, that it gets the attention of the world. People should look at how you talk to your husband, how you work at your job, what you enjoy doing, how you interact with your coworkers, the advice that you give, and how you enjoy spending and giving your money, what you devote your time to. It should cause the watching world to say, what's wrong with these people? And then after a prolonged time of them watching you, they should be ashamed. They should realize that their ways are not producing the peace, the contentment, the satisfaction, the joy that they so long desire. They should have living examples of Christians and the church to compare themselves to. But perhaps when they do look at us, at our marriages, our homes, our demeanor, our attitudes, our way of life, they don't see anything that would cause them to turn their heads. But the day is coming. The wealth and wisdom of the world will be brought to nothing, and the wisdom of God will be seen for what it is, and that is glorious and true. Notice how this happened. God chose what is foolish, weak, low, and despised in the world. Three times this is emphasized. God didn't choose us. He didn't recommend something to us. He didn't put the bait out to see if we would bite. He chose us. He had to choose us because we would have never chosen him otherwise. In verse 30, Paul states it another way. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus. God placed you in Christ through his design of regeneration, repentance, and faith. And then everything else we gain spiritually in Christ, we gain not due to our intellect and strengths, but we gain it because of Christ. So why is this God's way? What is his purpose behind this type of wisdom? It is so that no man may boast before his throne. No human being will be able to boast that they stand before God, redeemed in Christ, because of their wisdom or power or status. We have no boast but Christ alone. When you pray today, please remember Hubert Aliaga, our changemaker missionary in Peru. And also remember the Banya LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Nigeria and Tanzania.